Ever tried to share your faith with a family member who does not believe? How did it go? Rejected? Listened? What was your approach? Blunt or roundabout? Pushy or sensitive? Bold or timid? Are any of these methods wrong? Not if done with love and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Circumstances and context matter. So how do we share the gospel with our loved ones? Well, one article suggested to pray first, be prepared, and proclaim boldly. Another recommended using testimonies, being aware of recent events in their lives, and ask open-ended questions. Let's stop and pray first for open doors and open hearts, and then ask God to show us what to share, what to ask, and when to do it. That would be the most loving in its approach, because our goal really is to share eternity with them. Father, we thank you so much that you have given us a heart for our loved ones to be saved. But also we pray for the timing, the divine opportunities, the willingness to hear them out, to ask questions so that it causes them to think and not be abrasive, that we too would not be abrasive and do things in a wrong manner that would push them away from us. We pray, God, that by the time we're done, that they would at least understand our point of view and we would understand theirs. But most importantly, we pray that we would say something that would pierce their hearts. We know, God, that your word does not return empty, and the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. But we also know that because hearts are hard and impenitent, that they're storing wrath for themselves, just like we were before we came to know you, and that you called us to yourselves and we said yes. So we pray that they would have a new heart, that you would give them a heart that is willing to listen, that would be tenderized, that would be humble, that would be clean, that would be purified, that would be open and repentant. We also pray that their minds would be opened. Whatever has clogged it up and caused it to say no, we pray, God, that you would use arguments that would help them to question what they have believed and to see that it's false and deception. We pray, God, that they would have eyes to see. We ask, God, that we know that the God of this world keeps them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who's in the image of God in 2 Corinthians 4:4. But we ask and stand in the gap on their behalf that you are the God of gods, the Lord of lords. There is no one greater, not even Satan himself. And we pray that you would penetrate through that darkness and help them see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. We also pray that you give them ears to hear, cause them to be unmuted, that they can now hear the gospel message, and that we know that it is the power of you, O Lord, to change lives. So we pray that the gospel will be shared with them and that we will share it in such a way that they will say yes to you, not to us, but yes to you, so that they can spend eternity with us. In Jesus' name.